Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The other day, I read this depressing news in the New York Times. More than one independent bookstore has closed every week since the beginning of the pandemic. Many of those still standing are staring down the crucial holiday season and seeing a toxic mix of higher expenses, lower sales, and enormous uncertainty. On the Team Hochberg phone line right now, it's Becky Anderson, and Becky is the co-owner of Anderson's Bookshops in Naperville. Good morning, Becky. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good to be with you.
Listen, I love the independent bookstores and these small businesses and mom-and-pop operations, and I just get lost browsing around and the serendipity of it all. You find things you didn't think you were interested in, didn't think you were looking for, and then you get a book, and you just kind of hang out for a while. When I'm in Miami visiting my wife's family, there's a place called Books and Books there.
Books and Books?
Yeah. I just tell my wife, drop me off and pick me up in 8 hours. Tell me something now. And you, as a past president of the American Booksellers Association, kind of have your finger on what's going on, not only with your place, but others. How many of these bookstores like yours will be able to survive the pandemic?
Well, you know, I think there'll be quite a lot of us, but we will be losing quite a few stores. I mean, right now, I think it's over 30 that we have lost across the country. I know we're losing one in Chicago as of December 1st. I believe City Lit is closing, which is so sad.
Right.
And it's sad because we are such the heart of our communities, our neighborhood. You know, we really are an institution. And people depend on us, you know, for recommending books. We curate our lists. We know what to put in their hands, and we know what they'll read. And like you said, like going down to Books and Books down in Miami, when you walk in, you know you're going to have an experience that you cannot, you know, copy online. And that's the point. What we need is to convince a lot of book buyers and book readers that to shift some of their mind to independence and keep us there. You know, there's a phrase that a lot of us are using is if you find it here and you buy it here, you're going to keep us here.
Yeah.
And if we do lose Gorham, it's going to be a huge loss for our community.
You are the co-owner of Anderson's Bookshops in Naperville, as we said, also Donner's Grove and Anderson's Book Fair Company in Aurora, also Anderson's Toy Shop in Naperville. And you have a long sort of family history with bookshops, don't you?
Yeah, we have six generations in the business right now. So
wow.
We started with a family pharmacy back in 1875, where we sold books from the very beginning. So we've seen a lot over the years and a lot of family stories. So it's a real, you know, tradition, and we've been in our community as such a part of it that we know we will be here when we get through this, whatever that new normal will be. But we are doing everything we can to keep our business going. And but it's a struggle. It truly is. And when the shutdown started in March, and then we were able to actually reopen on May 29th, you know, we had to scramble and to get, you know, up our game when it came to internet sales and curbside and all those, and a lot of stores around the country did the same, but it just didn't make up for the business that we had before of people walking in and having that experience like you enjoy. And I think, yeah, go ahead.
Is the biggest threat the pandemic or Amazon?
Oh, I think, it's both. And I know it's been called, I know Allison Hill, who is our new executive director of the American Booksellers Association, is calling Amazon the pre-existing condition.
And that's good.
It truly is. And it has been for a long time. We've faced a lot of competition over the years, but this is the biggest one. And there's a new campaign for the ABA. It's called #BoxedOut. And it's trying to get people to move away from those deliveries. You know, we see Amazon boxes everywhere. And it's not just for independent booksellers. It's for independent small business everywhere is this challenge. And the more people can shift their buying to their communities and the heart of their communities, then we're going to save them, because if we don't, it may be too late. And I think Amazon has been a huge piece of competition that we are just trying to face and convince people that by supporting us, you know, you're creating jobs. It's sales tax. It's property tax. It's what we do for our communities and our schools. And we truly are the heartbeat of our communities. So I wish people would think about the way they spend their dollars. And I know it's tough right now, but we're doing our best to get the attention of book readers in our community with our selection, with a lot of curated lists, and a lot of fun things that they can do. Because it's tough, because virtual events, you know, for our business and many of the larger independent bookstores around the country, they depend on events. We do over 400 events, whether in our stores or outside our stores on off-site venues, and we can't do that now. Because now we're back down to 25 people gathering, mm-hmm. and virtual events just don't garner what it is in person, and the book sales don't follow. So mm-hmm. I think people are getting tired of being on a screen and looking at a screen, but it's been really, really hard. And I know there's a lot of stores who depend on events mm-hmm. to connect people directly with other readers. And also with authors.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not the same. And as you say, it's the interaction. And it's browsing through magazines for an hour or two in there and talking to other people in the store. You just can't yeah. replicate that online. There's just no way. Now, when this all started, I was thinking, well, you know what? People are going to have more time to read, and they're going to get into books more, and that would translate into higher sales. Has that not been the case?
No, it's not been the case. I mean, I think we're doing better than probably we thought when we couldn't be open at all, and we're depending just on internet and curbside. But, you know, book sales overall across the country are up. But those book sales aren't necessarily coming to independent. And that's why we need people to really think. It's too easy to dial up Amazon and have that show up at my door in that box. And that's why this new campaign is so important, that we people understand how important we are to our communities. And so we want to get some of that increase because people are reading more. And we are recommending more to people who maybe didn't want those direct recommendations. But it's so important that we're telling people exactly what they need for their kids when their kids are, you know, distance learning from home. And it's really important that they get off their screens and read a great book. And I think that's important for all of us.
Yeah, and that's the best, too. You get the recommendations from the staff. And also, as I mentioned, it's the serendipity. It's browsing around, and you find a book, and you think, oh, I wasn't looking for this. Finding a book that you didn't think you'd be interested in, and you kind of thumb through it to read a couple of pages, mm-hmm. and you realize, no, I want this book. And you just have to go into a bookstore for that.
Yeah, there's no environment like it, and you can't do that on Amazon, on their website. You know, they determine what they think you should read by an algorithm. We determine what we think you will love by talking to you and our knowledge and reading the books. And that's the difference, and it's such a huge difference. And I can't tell you, there are countless, they're endless, the stories that all of us have gotten in our independent stores around the country. Thank you for recommending. That has changed my life.
Yep.
That book was so incredibly brilliant. Thank you. And you can't copy that on any type of website or internet. It just doesn't work.
Down with algorithms. I got to get a button that says that. And wherever you are, support your local bookstore. And if you're in Naperville, of course, it's Anderson's Bookshops and also in Downers Grove. And it's Becky Anderson. And let's hope that we can talk after the pandemic is over about how you guys are thriving and surviving, Becky.
Yes. Well, let's hope for all of our independent stores in the Chicagoland area and across the country. We all need, we need to support them in any way we can. So thanks, Bob. Thanks for talking with me this morning.
All right. Keep on banging. Thanks, Becky.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. Take care.